Well, here we are, in a new bed, with Zoe Bird, who's wanting to lick the phone. It's just Zoe and I here now. GB's gone. Gone for good, I think. So, let's try to keep this light. So, Zoe, how do you feel about being a single bird? Oh, you're not single? Because I'm your new, I guess I'm your new partner then. But that's I've told you I'm not that pansexual, sorry. Right, okay, I understand you having some. Yes, I know. We're both having very strong feelings about losing GB. Well, Zoe suggested that we change the subject. Okay, yep, all right. So this is a bit of a ethical slut / bird talk episode today. Yes, Zoe, you are definitely the more switched on and intelligent one between the two of us right now. Well, I know that we're both lovesick and sad about losing, yeah. You understand, I know. I'm missing Derek / Damien Black, yes. And that is it is frustrating and sad. And you miss GB. And that's frustrating and sad for the two of us. And, yeah, maybe we could talk about, you want to talk about codependence and being single, which is better? Okay, well, I don't really know. Yeah, I suppose you're right. You can't win either way, can you? Because, like, if you're in a codependent, don't put your beak up my nose, you know, I don't like that. If you're in a codependent situation, then there's all the stress of that Groundhog Day feeling, yes, of the cycle. So that's right, the cycle, the love addiction cycle, yeah? Yeah. Where one person is more emotionally invested than the other, and so there's this dance that gets played out. Yeah, I know you and GB had that going on, yes. And it's not restricted to heterosexual couples or even humans, it would seem. Okay, yep, yeah, all right, I'll try to catch people up. So I'm back in Australia. I went overseas for 3 weeks. I know that a lot of them know that already, but I'm just giving them a recap. So, okay, audience, Zoe's asked me to let you know that all interpretations are subject to my own imagination. All right, can I go on? Yeah. Oof. All right. So, when you're single, it's less up and down, I suppose, if you're just grooving on your single vibe and it's not disturbing you too much, so when you're single, you got to deal with the loneliness. That's if that's how you feel when you're single. I suppose that's the whole thing of going between single and codependence, is that, yeah, yes, sorry, you're either sitting at one extreme or the other most of the time. You're either angsty or disappointed that you're not with someone, that someone doesn't like you enough to want to be with you. You know, are you upset, Zoe, because GB flew away? Yes, that's your nature though, isn't it? You know, you're birds, you fly. GB was born in the wild, and I guess, well, she's returned to the wild. And Zoe was bred and born in captivity, and she's still here with me. I really miss Damien Black. I've spent all my money and then some on this holiday, and I don't know when we're going to be able to afford to see each other again. There is this visa that he could get, but it's time sensitive. And I don't think we can afford it because they require that you have $5,000 in your account before coming to Australia, so that even though it's a working visa, that they don't want to have you be dependent on the system, I guess. But if we did have that, I mean, that would mean 12 months, up to 12 months here. And that's like a carrot being dangled in front of me, but I am also aware that it's a plastic carrot. It's maybe one of those big, giant, inflatable ones, so I can't help but notice it all the time, but realize that it has no actual nutritional value. I love you guys. Thanks for listening.